Welcome to the Husky Bamboo Podcast. It's aside from a podcast, meaning that it's about nothing in particular.
Well, hello everyone to another edition of the Husky Bamboo Podcast. This is your Husky Bamboo, Ariel Duran. And we're going to start this one a little different from what you are accustomed to. And it's going to be more of a venting off. And since practically nobody listens to this shit, well, I'll just fuck it. I'll just say my piece and let it be. Today was a very curious day. The day I'm recording, this is a Monday. A figure of my past, and we'll try to keep this vague, showed up out of the blue to the premises of my humble home. And yeah, it was weird. This figure of my past, it was partially instrumental in the behavior that you now see of me, hence all the cursing, the rage, the piss and vinegar that I am now accustomed to show as my good side. And I just find it weird that after all this time, this person showed up in my life, which brings me a lot of questions, because I commented on a friend of mine who was also affected by this person, and that person was like warning me, no, get out, no, don't let him in, don't talk to him, don't do anything with him, just run away, run away, run away, run away. And although that would be an answer, that would be an option. At this juncture in my 42 years of existing on this earth, I have developed a I don't give a fuck attitude, hence why I post a podcast where I cuss like a sailor, where not necessarily that would be the right thing to do because I'm a Christian and you're not supposed to be doing those kind of things, you know. You have to keep appearances and make that you are something that you're not just for the sake of keeping the gimmick alive. It's kind of like being a wrestler. You know, you have to live the gimmick. Live the gimmick. And unfortunately, and I can be sincere in this manner because I've been following this way, not that I'm a Mandalorian, but I've been following the way since I was 13 years old. And already, if you've heard this podcast or been following this podcast, the too few of you that are still left, I already told the story of how I came into becoming a evangelical Christian. It was due to my dad converting because my dad was a womanizing alcoholic, partial atheist or agnostic. Maybe more agnostic than atheist. Used to try to drown me a couple of times. You know, good times. Good, normal childhood. No traumas. All my life, it's been more down than up in terms of Christianity. There's been moments that I was truly convinced that I was doing the right thing. Truly convinced that I was following the path, truly convinced that I was doing the will of God for what I thought. And then it came to my attention that due in part to the before mentioned person that has returned to my life, that I realized that these things are not what they seem, and I probably have been fucking up more than I've been actually doing good. I don't know if that clears things up a bit or not, but the truth of the matter is that it brought questions, it brought doubt into my heart, and for a moment there, I lost my faith. I lost my faith in believing in God. I stopped believing in God. for a moment, and it's not something that I said publicly or shouted it out to the four corners of the earth. I became kind of an atheist. And then thanks to people, preachers that I listened to that didn't just talk about the emoting, burning hell, give me money bullshit, preachers, people that actually wanted to help people to grow in the body of Christ, people like the now deceased Ravi Zacharias and R.C. Sproul, these people I started listening to, and I came about to rediscovering my faith in an angle that I didn't saw possible back then. So to say that I've been through a journey is an understatement in terms of my faith. And the catalyst to, without getting into many details, because again, these are people that are still running around, and I don't know if they're such life takers, or in Spanish, if you know Spanish, it's sería lleva vida, that they might actually listen to this, try to get some info. But I'm not ready to discuss the inner details, because I'm not in the business of burying people or making them feel like shit. I'm not into that kind of stuff. If you are what you are, that's fine. I can accept you for who you are. Just don't bullshit me. And that was partially the problem with that I had with this individual, that he was bullshitting, and the worst part was that he was bullshitting himself. He was lying to himself. He felt for a lie that he believed about himself, hook, line, and sinker. And at the same time, he had a problem, is that an ego. Couldn't accept people, you know, correcting him, telling him what to do, what to think. Not what to think, but, you know, giving him advice. He couldn't take an advice. And anything that you question, he questioned it back and made it feel like a tug of war, to say the least. So I didn't want that kind of drama in my life. So I left that place where I was, and then, as I already stated, out of the blue, this person comes back. How do I feel about it? That's the question. How I feel about it? There's a side of me that doesn't give a shit, because to me, that's water under the bridge. It's gone. That's done. There's nothing that can be corrected on that end. There's nothing that can be done about that end. What happened, happened, and it's done. You know, it's done. The other part is that, you know, be alert, because, you know, this is how this shit started back then. And I kind of got a good read on how his MO is in the past. It could be that he has grown just like I have in the past. But that's me being nice and trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But it also could be that he's just trying to get some info, like a certain friend of mine told me. If whatever his intentions are, I really don't care. I don't care. Because his opinion, and the opinion of a bunch of religious people that call themselves Christian, is not of my concern. Now, I want to make this perfectly clear, because it sounds like I'm conflicted, and yes, to a point I am. To a point I am conflicted about my faith, about Christianity as a whole, but I'm not conflicted over God and Jesus. Let me see if I can explain that or expand on that in a manner that is clear. I believe there is a God. I believe there is a God. I believe. Do I know there is a God? That's a whole different question. I don't know. I don't have knowledge. I don't have foolproof, because to say that I know implies that I have proof. I have no proof other than gut feeling, other than my own personal experience, which I cannot fit into your ideology, into the way you operate and think. so I don't force my point of view unto others. I don't force the way I perceive things unto others, because it is my point of view. It is what I've lived through, not what others have lived through. So I can't make you live what I've lived or feel what I have felt. Sorry. Again, shitty English. So I can't make you think what I think. I can't make you believe what I believe, and I can't make you feel what I feel. Okay, but in my personal experiences, in my personal journey, I cannot deny that there is a God. I've seen and lived through a lot, enough things that have convinced me that not only is there a God, but that Jesus did die. And this is the most important thing in my life, that Jesus did die for my sins. Okay, so forgive me if theology and this type of stuff gives you the ugh. I apologize, but I'm being honest and I'm saying what I feel. This is my podcast. If you don't like it, you do what everybody's doing right now. Don't listen to it. But I'm just spilling my guts and saying my beliefs. I'm stating where I am, where I stand. Now, having said that, I have a big issue with Christianity. Not with God, but with the people that claim to believe in God. Because Christianity is a lot like, how should I compare it? It's a lot like being a wrestling fan, a metalhead, and a Star Wars fan, or a comic book fan. Basically, any fandom, anywhere that you have fans that are very obsessed with a certain product, you're going to find conflicting versions of that product. You're going to see people that see a product a certain way, and you're going to see people that see the product, the same exact product, mind you, the exact same premise, the exact same thing, they're going to see it in another way. The greatest example I can bring you to that is like the current trilogy of Star Wars movies that Disney produced. I have never seen, ever since the prequels, the Star Wars community shit on the product as much as they did now. They completely shit on it. In a way that amazes me, such visceral hate toward something that was supposed to talk about bringing balance and peace. And yet the fandom is totally the opposite of that. So what Star Wars is trying to say, you know, balance, peace, finding the will of the Force and whatnot. But the reality of the people that actually like this, let's call it theology, for a lack of a better word, or this ideology, is that the people that claim to love this ideology, claim to love this theology, are fucking killing each other. Better example of that was The Last Jedi. When I went to see that movie in the theaters, I was very open about it, that I liked it. I liked it because it was bold, it was different. And if by me expressing that, it was like declaring war on any other person. It is visceral. It was amazing. And I guess that's the perfect example of what I feel against Christianity. Christians are the most self-righteous sons of bitches walking under God's green earth. They think that the world has to bow down and kiss their ass because they know better, because they got God on their corner and God is going to back them up 100%. Now, that doesn't apply necessarily with every single Christian out there, just like it does, like my comments about Star Wars doesn't apply to every Star Wars fan out there. That doesn't apply to all of them. There are Star Wars fans that are very neutral, that are very loving, that accept these things as for what they are. And, you know, they hope for the best, but they'll still keep consuming the product because they love it. Although they have their gripes about it, but they're not gonna, you know, totally shit on the product. It's just the negative sons of bitches that do that. Same thing here with Christianity. Unfortunately, and you've seen this case mostly in the States, American Christians are the fucking worst right now. The fucking worst. And Christianity here also in DR is, and I'm sorry to say it because it shames me, it hurts me, but also here, the fucking worst. The absolute fucking worst. And there's a reason why I call myself a Christian and still curse like a fucking sailor and say everything that I feel is because I am done playing bullshit. I am done playing masquerades and pretending to be something that I'm not. You're going to get me 100% as I am, warts and all. And I'm going to show you my defects. I'm going to show you the bad things in me, not just the fucking appearance of sainthood, the appearance of a guy who is trying to, con people, because it basically that's it. The problem with religion is that it's a con. Religion is a con. It is a fucking con. But I'm not in this to get a con. I'm not in this to get money. Have I asked any of you for fucking money in this podcast ever? No, and Lord willing, I intend to keep it that way. This thing is going to continue for free, God willing. And I'm not going to ask for money for anything in my comic book. Whatever happens there happens. But I'm not after people for their money. I'm not after people to get them to like me, to look at me. That is not the fucking point of being a Christian. That's not the point. Like, to get rich out of a message that is supposed to be talking about bringing peace and harmony to your heart and soul, to get you close to the source of all life, to make you understand your true origin in the universe and your place in this life. That wasn't the point, to get yourself fucking rich. And that's part of the problem with Christianity, is now that there's a bunch of assholes out there just want to get rich out of this shit. And then there's another part of the assholes out there that think that they have God by the balls, and excuse my French, but that's exactly how they act, that they think they got God by the balls and they can call everybody else's bullshit while their life is full of shit. Well, I'm done playing that stupid fucking game. I'm not going to throw mud at people. I'm not going to make them feel like shit. Guess what? Every fucking human being walking on the earth is full of shit. I don't care where you come from. I don't care if you believe or don't believe. I don't care who the fuck you are. We're humans. Guess what? Our number one disease is that we're full of shit and we fuck up. That is it. There's no exceptions. There's nobody above or under. All of us are guilty. All of us. All of us, no exceptions. And that's what compels me of the story of Christ. That Christ, knowing this, he still died for us. It wasn't that God sent him so much, is that he offered himself willingly to die for our sins. And sins is simply put, to put it in a way that all of us can understand it, is fucking up. Because that's what it means. You're missing the mark. You fucked up. So we're all a bunch of fuck ups. So Jesus was just trying to take care of all the fuck ups. Our willing fuck-ups, our unwilling fuck-ups, any type of fuck-ups. So, excuse my French if I'm not too Christian for you. Excuse me if I don't look the part. Excuse me if I don't talk the part. But I'm done playing a part. I'm done playing something that just to appease a group. I am me, warts and all. And I'm the dude that God, whether he exists or not, is dealing with. And if you don't like it, eat shit. If you don't like it, suck a dick. I don't know. Do what you gotta fucking do to live on with your life, with your miserable existence. But I'm fucking done trying to explain myself to people who, quite frankly, and with all due respect, don't fucking need an explanation, because you don't know what the fuck I've been through. You don't know what I've lived through. You don't know what I've gone through. And the same applies for everyone else. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're living through. I don't know what experiences in life you're going through. So I can't judge you either. I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know. Maybe your hatred towards religion is merited because there's been so many sons of bitches out there that have done you wrong. And I can't blame you for hating on religion or hating on God or anything like that. And I'm not going to come here to talk to you and make you not hate God or whatever. You have to deal with your shit the way you have to deal with your shit. And that is all I can wish you. Just the best of luck in your endeavors. That's all I can do. It's all I can do. Because I don't have a fucking magic wand. Shit. My life is still a fucking mess that I'm trying to get some sense out of it. I'm still trying to get the fucking sense into this shit. And it's not my fucking fault what has happened to you, but it's neither your fault what has happened to me. So we have gone to a place now as mortals, as human beings, that we are very intolerable towards each other. And we just play the victim card and the woe is me card. So it is fuck everybody else. What about me? Well, yeah, as I already explained, yeah, I got my issues, but I'm not expecting you to pat me in the back and be there. I'm just trying. What I'm doing here is not bitching and moaning. I'm just trying to be fucking real. I'm just trying to be real. I'm just trying to be honest. Can somebody please, in this planet, be fucking honest for once and stop being full of shit, being fucking full of, you know, religious bullshit and hiding behind hate and visceral fucking anger towards anything that pisses you off just because reasons? I mean, we will live in a society now that wants you to tolerate people for making these decisions that go against fucking nature, go against fucking science, go against anything. You're making me, or making the world now, subject to your totalitaristic way of thinking. And that fucking applies to both fucking sides. The left and the right, the liberals, the conservatives, that applies to both sides. Everyone wants to other group to comply to their worldviews. Well, how about this fucking revolutionary idea? How about this? You live the fucking life you want to live. I'll live the fucking life I want to live. And if you don't want to listen to what any advice from people on the whatever side wants to tell you, what? Guess what? You have the right to ignore their asses and keep living the life that you want to live. Just because people have opinions, that doesn't mean you have to live by their fucking rules. You live your life, I'll live mine. I'll leave you the fuck alone, you leave me the fuck alone. How about that? How about that as a way to find fucking unity in diversity, huh? But no, we have to force each other to act a certain way. And this, again, applies to both sides of the fucking aisle. I'm fucking tired of Christians wanting to make non-Christians to think their way they think. And I'm fucking tired of liberals trying to make conservatives behave the way they want to behave, or else. Is now both sides have become these representatives of major mega assholes that cannot concede anything. And the best example of that, the US of A. That country is fucked. It is completely fucked. And DR, well, it's always been fucked to a way, but it's never been fucked by stupid ass ideology. I mean, I guess in a way I'm thankful that I live in DR. I'm thankful because there's no so much bullshit here in terms of, well, you have to think this way or you're else. No, I mean, pretty much. I mean, everybody has their own ideals, but they're pretty much like, okay, that's your fucking life. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Aunque te estén llevando la vida. Although they're fucking, you know, keeping up with everything that you do and talking behind your back, because that's the way here. That's their Mandalorian code right here. You know, being life takers. That would be the correct translation. Anyway, this was a fucking rant. just to get shit out of my chest, because, you know, the past, you know, eventually the past always does it get caught up with you in your present. And, in this particular case, my past caught up with me and didn't necessarily found the same person that it fucked over 5 years ago. And I'm not talking directly to that person. I said, no, you fucked me over. Nah, I fucked myself over by letting him or that person, get to me. But I can tell you, rest assured, that shit ain't gonna happen no more. I don't let people dictate my life anymore, dictate what I should do. I follow my own code. I follow my own path. And, for better, for worse, whether you believe in God or not, I walk before God. My fuck ups are as clear as day, and I put them clearly before him. I don't hide them. There's no need to hide them because they're public. I'm cussing right now in front of all of you, keeping this recorded and posting it online for everybody to download, to listen to me curse like a fucking sailor. And I don't give a shit. I do not give a shit. Why? Because I'm done. I am done with pretending. I am done with the bullshit. I am done with the religious shit. I can believe in God and still be flawed. If you don't believe that, and I'm talking to the Christians, are you really never read the Bible? You really never read the Bible. The thing I like about the Bible, where you believe there are stories, whether you believe it's bullshit or whether you believe it's 100% facts, at this point, it doesn't freaking matter to me. What matters is the stories. What they tell me is that God was willing to deal with imperfect people. And when I'm talking about imperfect people, these were mega fuck up kings. These were the kings of fuck ups. These were the masters of fuck ups. They fucked up every single fucking thing that did in their life. There's no exception to the rule. They fucked up everything. 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 Incest, adultery, lying, stealing. They did, name it, they did it. It was the fucking works. And God was still willing to deal with them. Because why? Because God was seeing their heart. God wasn't seeing their fuck ups. He was seeing their heart. And he said, there's something here that I can work with. I know there's something here that although it's fucked up, it's messed up, and it is bad, there's something here that I can work with. And that's the God I believe in. That's the God I follow. That's the God who I'm still clinging to believe in. If you don't believe in God, fine. Don't believe in God. I don't give a shit whether the fuck you believe in God or not. But give me the fucking decency and the right to keep believing in God. I mean, you have people now that want to be women that were born biologically men. And you want me to accept that. So if you're asking me to ignore fucking science, something that you really grab hardcore into, and declare this person from male to female, then give me the fucking decency. Give me the fucking right to believe in something that you don't. Okay? So just let us live with one another in fucking peace without being assholes to one another. You can not believe in God. You can be gay as fuck and fuck every asshole that you want to. That's your goddamn right. And do whatever the fuck you want with your body. That's your goddamn right. Oh, but you're supposed to be telling them that no, that is sin. Look, if you want to go that fucking sin route, what the heck? What did Jesus say in the Bible? What did Jesus say? That the Holy Ghost will convince mankind of sin. It is the Holy Ghost's job to convince people of sin. And those who don't want to believe in the truth, as Paul wrote in Romans, then God sends in the spirit of lies to believe in lies. So, if they don't want to believe, they don't want to believe. Let them live their fucking lives. You can't just throw a fucking Bible verse in their faces and expect, oh, that's going to change them. No, you know what's going to change a person? You know what's really going to change a person and let them know that there's actually a God? When we start fucking living what we preach. When we start actually living what we preach. You want to stop abortions? Okay, let's try this one. How about when people do not abort a kid and have those all those kids that are now orphaned because the mom don't want them and the daddy don't want them? How about we adopt some of these kids and don't leave them in the streets and give them actual fucking food, fucking shelter, and give them something they eat? Huh? How about putting some fucking, you know, putting your money where your mouth is? You know, just don't just, oh, abortion is bad. Well, fucking do something about it. What? Do something about it. Don't just be talking shit about it. Look. There's shit that I wish that it didn't happen. I wish babies didn't get killed. I wish. But am I gonna fucking call this woman all the most disgusting things in the world just because she made a choice? One that I don't agree on, by mind you. I don't agree with it. But am I gonna hate this person forever just for... No! God loves this person, and God will accept this person whether they fucked up or not. Why? When the hell did Christians think, came up with the idea that they are the fucking moral police of the world, when they are the last example that should be used for morality in this world, historically speaking, and also matter of fact, nowadays speaking? Christians right now are a fucking joke. And I don't deny myself from being a Christian. I don't exclude myself from this. Look at me. I'm fucking cussing out like a sailor, but I'm calling the bullshit within me. I'm calling the bullshit within my group, just like I call the bullshit within the Star Wars community. Like I will call the bullshit within the metal community. Like I will call the bullshit with whatever fucking community I'm part of. Because guess what? Wherever human beings are, you're gonna fucking find the fuck ups. You're gonna find the fucking fuck ups. You're gonna find everything that is wrong, because that's what we do. We do beautiful things, but at the same time, we do horrible things. And that's what being a human is. We have the capacity, the maximum capacity, to do the greatest goods and the most horrendous of evils. And it doesn't matter under the name, under which umbrella we stand. We can stand under the umbrella of Christianity, the umbrella of atheism, or whatever. The umbrella really doesn't matter, because it's the motive inside. We will find a way to twist any philosophy. We will find a way to twist that philosophy and turn it into an advantage. And being the fucking selfish pricks that we are, we will find that to do it to our advantage and fuck everything in sight for the name of what we think, using that umbrella as the fall guy. Hence why Christianity is now a laughingstock. Hence why people don't want to really know about Christians anymore. Christians are a joke. And I'm one of them. And I'm not going to pretend to be living this very hoity-toity life, because I'm not. I'm not. And if you pretend that you are, bullshit. If you actually are living a good Christian life, God bless you. I hope to God you keep yourself that way. But also, I hope that you're not a judgmental asshole. Because unfortunately, when the part of the experience that I've learned is that when people have this quote unquote spirituality shit going in through their phase in their life, they are the most judgmental pricks on the God's green earth. They think that they know everything, like the Rabakukus that I showed my friend Alfred. They think they're the most self-righteous sons of bitches walking under God's green earth. I don't have nothing against them, the way they preach, the way they talk, the way I have nothing. God bless them. You have the right to think and to express yourself as whatever fucking way you please. I would give them the same treatment even if they believed in Satan or believed in nothing. But the moment you act self-righteous and think that you have more right and that you can talk to people down to people just because you are this fulfilled spiritual person, you are the most full of shit human being walking under God's green earth. You are more full of shit than the devil or anybody else who can carry that position. You are full of shit. You are fucking full of shit. So this has been my rant against religious bullshit and religious assholes from past, present, and future. And this is me telling me, in whatever shape and form that I may go through from here on in, you know, keep it real. Keep it fucking real. To this, above all, to thy own self, be true. Be true to yourself. Don't bullshit yourself. Don't fucking lie to yourself. Don't be full of shit. Don't be a fucking liar to yourself. Because those are the ones that you are the one that lied to yourself the most. That's the person you lied to the most, yourself. So please, don't lie to yourself. Be honest to yourself. If you believe in God, that's a beautiful thing. Faith is a beautiful thing when it's not used to destroy other people, when it's not used to corrupt people, when it's not used to take advantage of people, when it's used only as a mechanism, as a way to edify yourself, make yourself a better person, and to actually help others. Because as I've dished out all the shit on Christianity, I can also talk about the good stuff that Christianity did. Like, for example, last week, a mega church in Chicago paid off the medical debts of a bunch of people in their congregations, and even people that weren't even congregated. They gave out $19 million and paid off medical debts. That is actual Christianity. That is actually living the life, helping people, helping others, and even helping people that don't even belong to your church. That's how you do Christianity right. That's how you do things right. That's how it's supposed to be done. And that's the things that you're supposed to be doing as a Christian. Not judging people, not telling. And it's not that you're not supposed to talk about sin. It's not that you're not supposed to talk about people living badly their lives and not calling them on their bullshit. But if you're going to call people on their bullshit, just make sure that you're not full of shit, you know? That's all I'm saying. Like, you can preach the gospel as the whatever way you want to see it. I'll even tolerate the people who are like, want to call out gay people. I'll tolerate it. But are you living a life that is worthy of being called a Christian? Are you living a life that is truly sanctified? Are you truly holy? Are you truly living a sanctified life? I don't fucking think so. None of us are. I am sure as hell not. But at least I'm honest. So what am I doing? Why am I still a Christian? Why do I still believe in God even though I have just described you hell on earth, basically? Well, in conclusion, I still believe in God because since I've recognized that doing it religiously ain't working, and doing it under my own strength ain't working, it kind of validates the point of Jesus having to die for me, because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't save myself. I couldn't redeem myself. So I needed someone to do it for me. I needed someone to help me. Now, if you don't believe this, fine. Don't believe this. Tolerate me. Whatever I'm believing right now, just please tolerate it. And just ignore me. You can make fun of me if you want to. That's your prerogative. That's your life. And I'm not going to go against whatever the fuck you want to tell me. That's on you, man. That's okay. Feel free to express yourself as whatever way you want to. But to me, Jesus has to be real in order to make my life have sense. Because I know I'm a fuck up. I know the shit that I've done. I know the shit that I have made people suffer in the past, and how I've suffered in the past, and what I've gone through. I can't throw the towel. I just can't. And I'm not perfect. I'm not squeaky clean. I'm not, if you're looking for me as an example of Christianity, please look elsewhere. Please don't look at me. I'm not the example. I'm not the guide. I'm not the guru. I don't know dick. And I'm probably as lost or even more lost than you. But what I do recognize is that I need Jesus. I need him, so I'm sticking with Jesus. I guess that's the conclusion. I'm sticking with Jesus. If you're still listening to this, you have patience, you have understanding, and I guess also you're trying to decipher the craziness that is this brain. Either way, you know, we have a TeePublic store. I have a TeePublic store where you can buy merch, t-shirts, stickers, cell phone cases, laptop cases, posters, whatever. The link is going to be on the description of both the pod and on the YouTube. No video on this one, by the way. I'm not going to do any videos to avoid the max headroom effects that I've been having lately when I do video. So I won't be recording video until I get some proper, decent equipment. So again, this has been Ariel Duran. I apologize for that long-ass rant, and which was not funny, but it needed to be said. Thank you. Have a great day.